After graduating university with a degree in accounting, Tim Whitehead landed an internship at Crossroad Ministries, the home of 100 Huntley Street and Circle Square Ranch. He soon found himself auditing international missions alongside Cal Bombay, but somewhere between the spreadsheets and the travel, something deeper began to stir. While accounting was my trade, Tim says, missions became my calling. That calling led him away from books and into boots-on-the-ground ministry. He stepped into leadership at Circle Square Ranch, helping expand kids' camps across Canada, sharing the gospel with the next generation. Later, he moved into broadcasting with 100 Huntley Street, using media to equip and encourage believers around the world. Today, Tim serves as Executive Director of Galcom International, a ministry that builds solar-powered radios and audio Bibles for people in remote oral cultures, places where pastors and print may never reach. He also hosts Mission Compass Radio, a weekly broadcast sharing stories of ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We're trying to get listeners to stop disqualifying themselves, Tim explains. You don't have to preach or translate the Bible. Just do what God's equipped you to do and say yes. That clicked for him when he met a retired mechanic in Paraguay who was fixing wheelchairs. The Spirit just kind of said to me, that's missions, not just Bible translation or church planting. That guy's a missionary. But Tim's most powerful ministry lesson didn't come from a missions trip. It came from a moment of personal conviction. I've been doing this for 30 years, but a couple of circumstances happened in my life where I realized I didn't actually love people the way God commands us to. That realization led to his first book, Love Personified, a fresh look at 1 Corinthians 13 through the lens of real people, Bible characters like Jacob, who held grudges, or Barnabas, who believed in others. I learned best by stories, and so that's what I did. I went and looked and found a story of someone who got put in a situation and reacted. Tim recalled sharing a personal story in church of jumping out of a moving car. I got 1 foot down and I was flying through the air like coyote, and then splat. The audience actually cringed. They could feel it. That's when Tim realized why stories matter. They connect us in ways that facts can't. Look for Tim's book in stores, on Amazon, or go to galcom.org. Among all of his roles, Tim is also a father of five and a new grandpa. And through it all, he says, the most important thing is to love God and love others, and to know what love really is. 1 Corinthians 13:1 says, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. For Inspire FM, I'm Julie McGuire.